You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Prince Rock's shares tumbled 25% after Glaukos claimed that Prince Rock overstated its revenue. How has management responded to these claims?
Well, management has been arranging numerous conference calls after that report's coming out. And basically, they think that the Nielsen data, which has a much different information than the Euromonitor, is because different market research institutes using different research methodologies and taking different sample size. So indeed, they respect both market institutes how they did the research, but management are quite confident that the numbers are correct, and then given that they are really strong in the low tier regions, so it's quite hard to be fully covered by those institutes. So I think that on that front, the management is still confident.
Some of the other accusations include about its financials and tax, and you've just addressed those as well about research data, about its brand recognition. So has the management been able to clarify these points satisfactorily, at least to the analysts and the fund management community?
I think the only unsettled question is about the tax differences between the P&L figures and also what's being shown on the government top taxpayer list, because it showed that Prince Rock was among the top taxpayer in 2012, but not in 2008 to 2011, which they explained that there is some pre-IPO restructuring, and also they enjoy certain tax holiday, so which makes the tax payment amount maybe a bit difficult from what they book on the P&L. But anyway, on this front, we're still waiting for the official answer from the from the announcement. While for the other accusation, like I think it's about their recognition is low in that consumer research, but indeed the 30 cities being mentioned in that consumer research, 27 out of the 30 is belongs to the first tier and second tier cities, which is Prince Rock still quite weak because they only start to enter into the first and second tier cities in 2011 onwards.
This isn't the first rumor attack against Prince Rock since its listing, and it's actually the third. So we can't rule out further attacks on the stock.
Depends how the company address this attack this time. So if they offer anything concrete to completely counter argue the rumors or the attack, so I think that that won't be that frequent or so many attacks on the company. So we still have to wait till how they respond to that attack this time.
What do its external auditors have to say?
So far, I heard that their auditor, Ernst & Young, are still quite cooperative with the company. They still attend the independent executive director board meeting. So indeed, it's quite different from other companies who were involved in the corporate governance issue case. Most likely you will see that auditors will resign or immediately to cut relationship with the company, but this time we saw that Ernst & Young so far is still quite comfortable and proactively working with the company, also participate in offering some advices to Prince for how they draft a clarification announcement.
Though it's been more than a week and still no response from the company yet, does it give you some kind of comfort level at least that the external auditors are still involved and make you less worried about it?
Yeah, at least I can talk to the management on a daily basis, and then the auditor firm, we haven't heard of anything like they will resign or they're going to say anything bad on the companies. So despite suspension for a week, we think that they are really making, try to make some concrete effort to counter-argue all the attack.
In terms of confidence in Hong Kong listed stocks, would you view this as a blow, as quite a blow overall to the stock exchange, and perhaps the regulators should do a little bit more to remedy this?
I think from the stock exchange perspective, they, in the future, I think they will try to like see any blockers, this type of short seller report. They will look into these issues more seriously and look into who distribute the report and who want to take profit from those kind of attacks. And in terms of the confidence, I think investors to those newly listed stocks and some small mid-caps, definitely they will pay more attention to it. And they have to wait for a longer track record before they're comfortable enough to invest in the stocks.
Thanks so much, Jacqueline Koh, analyst at Maybank Kim Eng, Hong Kong.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.